Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. Amen. It's such a great blessing to come into your homes, automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the great gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He wants to make a real change in your life. Praise God, to take you off the broad street and place you on the straight and narrow way. Praise God. The Lord has blessed me to have developed myself with a powerful Holy Ghost filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. We're here on radio preaching the gospel like we always do. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. We have this powerful message to coming from 1 John, the 4th chapter. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And we're going to continue the message on today. So like you to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for the continuation of this powerful message. At the close of the broadcast, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the word of God. Now, we must understand, when you confess Christ in your life changes. If your life haven't changed, you're still doing the things you used to do when you was out there in sin, then you're not delivered. You're not saved. People need to understand, when Jesus come in, sin goes out. I'm telling you, sin goes out. Because the Lord bring forth a change in your life. Praise God. Amen. And as Missionary Velvet read in 1 John the 4th chapter, where it says, "Hereby know ye the Spirit of God, every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God." And if Jesus come in the flesh, sin goes out. You can't have two things in there at the same time. Because Jesus said, "No man can serve two masters." That's what he said. And some people trying to have two things in their hearts at the same time. And Jesus clearly told you in St. Matthew 6 and 24. Missionary Velvet, what did the Bible say in St. Matthew 6 and 24? What did Jesus say? Amen. Folk better believe what Jesus said. Praise God. St. Matthew 6 and 24. What did Jesus say? Because some people trying their best to serve two masters. Praise God. And did Jesus say, you can't serve two masters? I'm telling you, praise the Lord.
It said, no man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other.
And either he will hate the one and love the other.
Or else he will hold to one and despise the other.
And look how some Christians are doing today. They just, amen, fighting this type of preaching. Both living free from sin. They fighting it. And then they want to hold on to that. They got to sin all their days. Because they love the other man. They love the other man. That's what I'm saying. And Jesus says so. You're going to love one or hate the other.
You hold to one and despise the other.
And they just holding on to their sins. And can't give it up. Just holding on to their sins.
You cannot serve God and mammon.
You cannot serve God and the world. Mammon is the world. That's the money. That's what's out there. Money. Amen. And people lie, they steal, they rob, they kill, they do all sorts of evil for the love of money. And I'm telling you, you cannot go to heaven, amen, loving the world. Praise God. Because with money, people get caught up in the sins of the world. Prostitution, drugs, alcohol, praise God. All that stuff, amen, boils down to money. Praise God. I'm telling you, praise God. But Jesus come to deliver you from sin. Deliver you from the sins of the world. Deliver you from fornication. Amen. Fornication. People committing fornication. Amen. I'm telling you, praise God. Amen. Out there, praise God, getting you, amen, a woman, paying a woman, amen, to, amen, enjoy for the night in your bed. I'm telling you, the Lord come to save you from your sin and take sin out of the sinner. Praise God. Amen. And place in you a brand new nature, the nature of Christ. Amen. You don't have to spend money buying alcohol, trying to get a so-called buzz. You don't have to be out there, praise God, smoking reefers, smoking marijuana, I mean to say, crack cocaine, using crack cocaine. When the Lord saves you, he'll deliver you from that stuff. Amen. And set you free from these things. And the things you used to do, you don't do no more. You don't be out there using profanity, cursing and doing, being a child molester. You don't do that. Amen. Committing incest in your families. You don't do things like that. Saved people don't do that. When the Lord saves you, sin comes out of you. Amen. Sin comes out. And the Lord placed in you a brand new nature, the nature of Christ, causing you to be born again. Amen. Causing you to be born again. You hear me? Praise the Lord. Jesus come to save you from your sin. You hear me? Jesus come to save you from your sin and take sin out of you. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm just, amen, stressing this on the broadcast because, amen, I want people to be saved so they can go to heaven. Time out for playing church. Amen. Time out for playing church. Jesus said no man can serve two masters. Amen. So, amen, we got to make up our mind which way you're going to go. Say, I'm going to follow Jesus. I'm going to follow Jesus and leave that sinful world behind. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. Let's get back to 1 John, the 4th chapter, Missionary Velvet. Praise God. Read me verse 3. What verse 3 says?
It says, every spirit that confess not that Jesus is coming to the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, wherein you have heard that it should come. And even now, already is it in the world.
And then you got a lot of antichrists out here. Amen. Fight against holiness. Fighting against living free from sin. And amen. They are anti. You hear me? Because they cannot live free from sin. They got to serve the devil. They got to serve sin. But when the Lord saves you, your life changes. Your life changes. The things of the world goes out. And Jesus moves in, causing you to be a child of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because the Bible said in Hebrews, the 6th chapter, started reading at the first verse, Missionary Velvet, what did Hebrews say? Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Hebrews 6:1, what did it say?
6:1, therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance.
Now, the false prophets got a problem with perfection. The false prophets got a problem with perfection. They got a problem with what Jesus said in St. Matthew 6:48. Amen. Now, Jesus told you the truth. Who are you going to believe, what Jesus said or what some man's idea said? Amen. What did Jesus say in St. Matthew 6:48, Missionary Velvet? What did he say in St. Matthew 6:48? What did he say? Praise God. Amen. Because people got a problem with what Jesus said. What did he say?
It says 6:48.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
St. Matthew 6.
Amen. Amen. St. Matthew 5:48. Let me just say.
5:48.
Amen.
It said, be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect.
Amen. St. Matthew 5:48. I mean to say. Amen. Where Jesus said, be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father in heaven which is perfect.
Amen.
You hear me? Praise the Lord. Now, Jesus said for us to be perfect. Now, if you cannot live right and live holy, then you need to get it like the Bible said. Because what Jesus said prevails over what you said. I preach what Jesus said, not what man said. Man said you can't be perfect. Man said he can't live perfect. Man said you can't live free from sin. But I believe what Jesus said. You hear me? Praise God. That's why I'm a Jesus man. Praise the Lord. Amen. Because I want to go to heaven myself. Amen. Now, Jesus said, be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father in heaven, which is perfect. Amen. Be like God. Praise the Lord. Amen. It's time to live like God.
Yes.
It's time to be holy like God. Amen.
Yes,
for as he is, so are we in this world. That's what the Bible said. Amen. Praise God. That's what the Bible said. Now, I'm a Bible preacher. Praise the Lord. Amen. We want to be like Jesus said. Praise God. Amen. Now, the Antichrist, they are fighting against this. Amen. But I'm, amen, I got Jesus in my soul. So I want to live holy, live right myself. We're going to, amen, continue the message. Praise the Lord. Amen. The teachings in 1 John, the 4th chapter. Because this is a deep verse. I'm going deep. Praise God. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Let's touch and agree that the Lord will work a miracle in your life. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this powerful message. Lord, look on the people with mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, those that are sick in their bodies. I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, the flu bug, the coronavirus. Lord, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Lord, amen. Go into the jails and prisons. Touch those prisoners. Let them know you love them, Lord. Lord, I want you, amen, to, amen, deliver them from what the enemy got them bound with. Lord, go into the free world. Lord, set the people free. Lord, let fix it so they can have victory over sin. Live, love a life to please you. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up and say thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for your deliverance, here come my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise and praise. And the song said, Jesus, I never forget what you done for me. Jesus, I never forget how you set me free. Jesus, I never forget how you brought me out. If you believe that message that Ella Holmes has preached, you won't ever forget how the Lord forgave you for your sin and how he brought you out of darkness into this marvelous life. So keep on thanking and keep on praising God and keep on seeking him, that you will be perfected until he comes. Those are behind prison bars, Ella Holmes, and I love you. Jesus loves you even more. Jesus said he has a plan for you to have hope and you to prosper and not to be forgotten. Those in the free with your prayers and support of our ministry, continue to pray for we pray for you. Remember most of all that the power of God is just the same today. Hallelujah. Doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. God can save, deliver. He can heal. He can do anything but fail. Just give him a chance. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Velvet and myself. The Lord opened up doors. We go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that behind prison bars. Praise God. And those of you that's in the free, and those of you that's in behind prison bars, you can write us for Bibles, other life-changing material. All material to prisons are free. Spanish Bible, rifle, Spanish material, called Spanish Bibles, called Jesus Love, the Spanish-speaking people. Today's broadcast is Chaplain William Holmes, along with one companion, Missionary Velvet, saying that if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
This train is a clean train. This train.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast. If you would like the items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write to request prayer or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.